Welcome to the Tortoise Quick Take Podcast. Thank you for joining us. Today, a senior member of Tortoise provides a timely update on trending topics in the market.
Hello, I am Tortoise Managing Director and Portfolio Manager Brian Kessens with this week's Quick Take Podcast. After slumping recently, the price of crude oil had its biggest one-week gain of the year, higher by nearly 5%, and ending the week just over $50 per barrel. Why the strong gain? U.S. inventory data was constructive, showing a smaller-than-expected build at 870,000 barrels. Furthermore, Iran and Kuwait, two OPEC members, put support behind an extension of the cut following reports of 95% OPEC compliance, Russia compliance at two-thirds, and Libya production dropping due to militant blockades. Natural gas also finished the week higher by 3.7%, as the last three storage reports combined posted larger-than-normal seasonal draws. With the draw season officially over, we start injection season with just over 2 TCF in storage, or at 14% above the five-year average. Not great for prices, but significantly better than year-ago levels, and with the cooling season ahead, a slow recovery in domestic natural gas production, and strong growth in exports, the supply and demand balance is favorable for gas price support above $3 per MMBTU. For stocks last week, commodity price moves were certainly helpful. MLPs were higher by 1%, producers by 4%, with broader energy lifting 2.6%. The biggest energy deal last week was Cenovus, a large integrated Canadian oil company, agreeing to acquire ConocoPhillips' interest in the Foster Creek Christina Lake oil sands for $13.3 billion. For ConocoPhillips, the company will accelerate its share buyback program, reduce debt, and become more levered to onshore U.S. shale. In the largest services deal, Weatherford and Schlumberger agreed to form OneStim, a joint venture of their completion services and pressure pumping businesses. In the deal, Weatherford will own 30% of the new entity and receive $535 million in cash. The venture will target North American, quote, unconventional resource development, unquote. Just fancy words for shale. In midstream, the biggest project announcement was Buckeye Partners' plans to develop a new 400,000 barrel per day crude oil pipeline from the Permian Basin to Corpus Christi, Texas. Its open season is planned for the third quarter, and if successful, the expected in-service date is 2019. The pipeline will support increased crude oil supply to the large refining center at Corpus, and since Corpus Christi is on the coast, facilitate the export of the light, sweet crude oil produced in the Permian. And speaking of exports, we expect over 1 million barrels per day of crude oil to be exported from the U.S. going forward. In Washington, President Trump signed an Energy Independence Executive Order, directing the EPA to pull back on the Clean Power Plan, remove some restrictions on hydraulic fracturing, and lift the moratorium on federal coal leasing. We think the order is supportive of oil and gas production, though don't expect material changes in coal production given coal has lost its economic advantage over gas and renewables. We had some portfolio team members attend one of the larger energy conferences last week. The key takeaway was that even with crude oil prices below $50 per barrel, operators are not planning on paring back activity, indicating they need to see prices below $40 per barrel for a period to consider cuts. Part of the reason for the drilling confidence is continued efficiency gains from longer laterals and more sand proppant. Another reason is that added hedges in the fourth quarter of last year were 33% higher over third quarter, added at strikes between $50 and $60 per barrel. This helps producers spend within cash flow in 2017, even if crude oil prices soften. There was one update on pipeline projects. The Rover Natural Gas Pipeline, faced with a deadline of March 31st to clear trees along its route to the west out of the Marcellus and Utica shales, reportedly completed tree clearing at the last hour. As we think about the news from last week, U.S. shale continues to be front and center. Two of the largest services companies are working together to improve shale efficiencies. ConocoPhillips' oil sand sale implies more confidence in its U.S. shale portfolio. Pipeline companies are offering additional takeaway capacity, and the conference takeaways indicated shale break-even prices continue to fall. There are no fools here. Shale's not going anywhere. While the recovery in energy after the worst downturn in 30 years won't be smooth, up, and to the right, we think the fits and starts are good opportunities to find new ways into shale developments. This week, expect the Hess Midstream Partners IPO, which launched last week, to price. It is the first midstream IPO since Noble Midstream Partners IPO in September of last year. Also, the largest company analyst day is from Sempra, where we'll look for any significant new natural gas pipeline growth opportunities in Mexico, along with updates from their large U.S. utility business. Back at you next week.
Thank you for joining us, and stay tuned for our next cast. Have topics you want covered or other feedback to share? Write us at info@tortoiseadvisors.com. Nothing contained in this communication constitutes tax, legal, or investment advice. Investors must consult their tax advisor or legal counsel for advice and information concerning their particular situation. This podcast contains certain statements that may include forward-looking statements. All statements other than statements of historical fact included herein are forward-looking statements. Although Tortoise Capital Advisors believes that the expectations reflected in these forward-looking statements are reasonable, they do involve assumptions, risks, and uncertainties, and these expectations may prove to be incorrect. Actual events could differ materially from those anticipated in these forward-looking statements as a result of a variety of factors. You should not place undue reliance on these forward-looking statements. This podcast reflects our views and opinions as of the date herein, which are subject to change at any time based on market and other conditions. We disclaim any responsibility to update these views. These views should not be relied on as investment advice or an indication of trading intent.